As Reverend Mao said, the word Maundy comes from Anglo and French, derived from Latin, meaning commandment.
就像刚刚毛牧师给我们讲了，说这个卓族圣日，它的这个字卓族是从这个英法的文字里面出来的，而且它又是从拉丁文里面转变出来的，它的意思就是命令。
So as we gather tonight on Maundy Thursday, I was thinking about the two mandates that Jesus left for us that night.
当我们今天在这个主职圣日来敬拜的时候，就让我想起来当时有两个主耶稣给我们的命令。
Two things that we as followers of Jesus Christ ought to be doing.
我们既然是跟随耶稣基督的人，我们就应该如此做的。
Summed up in the title tonight of love and remembrance.
我们简单的讲，就是今天的主题就是爱与纪念。
The first one, love, comes at the end of chapter 13 in John, where it says, A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another.
这个爱是出在这个约翰福音的13章34节，他说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
So there's this command to love that Jesus has called us to do.
耶稣基督叫我们要这样子的去按照他的命令去爱。
What kind of love did Jesus model for us?
那么耶稣给我们在我们面前侍奉给我们是哪一种爱呢？
Three things that I think I see in the passage here as he washes his disciples' feet.
当我看到耶稣基督在洗门徒的脚的时候，我看到有三点。
First kind was a relentless love.
那第一种的这个爱是持久的爱。
In the first part of John 13, it says, Before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
在这个约翰福音13章34节以前，我们知道背景是耶稣知道说他已经将父已经将万有都交在他手里了，且知道自己是从神那里来的，又要归到神那里去。
During supper, when the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God, was going back to God.
当在晚餐的时候，其实撒旦已经将那个出卖耶稣的心放在犹大的心里面了，耶稣也知道了，但是耶稣仍然是这样的爱犹大。
This was a kind of love that existed from the very beginning of his ministry to the very end of his ministry.
也就是这种爱从耶稣的他出来服事的时候一直到他最后都是这样子的。
But because Jesus is God, that love extended from eternity past into eternity future.
因为耶稣他是神，所以他的爱是从永远到永远都是这样子的。
It was a love that extended even to Judas, who he already knew was going to betray him.
他这个爱甚至于爱他已经知道要出卖他的犹大。
When Jesus goes to wash his disciples' feet, I'm always amazed by the thought that he was going to also wash Judas's feet.
当耶稣要来洗门徒的脚的时候，我总是觉得非常的想不通，为什么他还要洗犹大的脚。
Even though he knew his time and his mission on earth was coming to an end, his love for his disciples, his love for us, never fails.
虽然他已经知道他在离世的时间马上要结束了，而且他要做的已经快要成了，为什么他还这样子的爱犹大，而且他还这样子爱我们？
In Romans 8:38 and 39, Paul tells us that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
在罗马书的8章38、39节，保罗也告诉我们说，没有任何的事情可以让我们和主神的爱分隔的。
Nothing I can do can ever increase God's love for me, nor diminish God's love for me.
不管我做什么，也不可能增加神对我的爱，或者是减低他对我的爱。
This is a relentless love that Christ modeled for us.
就是这种这个持久不变的爱，是耶稣给我们做的榜样。
Second kind I see is that he had a serving kind of love.
第二种爱是我看到的，它是一个服事的爱。
As it continues on in John 13, it says that he took off his outer garments and he put it around his waist and he washed his disciples' feet.
这就在这个约翰福音十三章第四、第五节，他就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条毛巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚。
This modeled for his disciples servanthood.
他给我们示范的是什么？是一个做仆人的榜样。
In most Jewish homes, washing the feet was done by a servant, most likely a Gentile servant.
在这个犹太人的家里面，洗脚通常是仆人做的，尤其是要给这个外邦人的仆人做的。
The fact that he laid aside his outer garments, any external indication that he was greater than them.
尤其他把这里说把他的外衣脱下来，其实的那个意思就是暗示他的地位是高过于那些门徒的。
And considering that they were likely reclined at a low table, the fact that Jesus had to get down even lower to be able to wash their feet.
你想想看，他们在坐下来要吃东西的时候，他们是坐在那个很矮很矮的桌子旁边的，所以耶稣要洗他们的脚的时候，还要更是要蹲下来比他们更低。
Not only did he demonstrate servanthood by the very act, but all the physical attributes of having to take off the outer garment and get down low.Demonstrate for us a servant's heart.
我们这里看到的不但是他把这个外衣脱下来，他要蹲下来蹲得那么低，其实他也是把他的所有的神性，他的神的尊严都拿下来了，要来洗他们的脚。
In Philippians 2, when Paul writes that Jesus came to earth, that he emptied himself of all his divinity, his ability to exercise his divinity, so that he could become a man.That was also an act of servanthood.
在那个腓立比书的第二章，保罗告诉我们说，当耶稣基督来到这世界上的时候，他把他所有的东西都倒空了，他把他的神性，他的一切的尊荣都拿下来了。
This was our Savior who served us while he was on earth.
这就是我们的救主，他在世的时候，他就是这样子来服侍我们的。
And continues to serve us as he advocates for us before the throne of grace.
而且他在这个诗人的宝座面前为我们的利益而求。
Another example of the love that Jesus had was a teaching kind of love.
还有一个他的爱是一个教导的爱。
When I think about teaching, it's not communicating something to be learned necessarily, but wanting to develop character in someone else.
他这种的教导的爱，不是说只是把这个知识教给我们，而是要在别人的这个生命里面，能够建立一个属神的一个特性性格。
As parents and grandparents, we know what it means to want to teach.Someone so much that we want to see that character built up in them.
我们做父母的，做祖父母的，我们知道，我们多想要这个孩子们，他们能够有这个属神的个性发展出来。
This is the teaching love that I see that Jesus was modeling for us that night.
也就是我在耶稣的身上，我看到他有这样子这种这个教导的爱。
And sometimes when we teach, we have to correct mistakes.
当然，我们教导的时候，我们有的时候必须要纠正。
We have to correct wrong thinking.
我们要纠正那个不对的思想。
Or maybe correct wrong behavior.
甚至于要纠正那个不对的行为。
Again, with the goal of wanting to develop godly character in someone.
因为我们的目的是要使他们能够产生建造成为一个有神的特性个性的人。
That we love them enough to want to see that happen, that maturity happen in them.
因为我们爱他到一个程度，我们希望能够看到他们的性格里面有这样子的成熟 的发展。
As it continued on in the text, in chapter 13, verse 6 and 8, Peter says to him, Lord, do not wash my feet. What am I doing? You do not understand, Jesus answers him. But afterward, you'll understand. So Peter says, you'll never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no share with me.
所以当耶稣基督要洗门徒的脚的时候，彼得就说，哦，主，你不能够洗我的脚，你不能洗我的脚。但是耶稣说，你要是不让我洗我的脚的话，你在我里面就没有份了。
Peter didn't understand fully what Jesus was trying to do.
彼得真的是没有完全明白耶稣在做什么。
But he loved Jesus so much, he wanted anything and everything that Jesus had to offer.
但是他那么爱耶稣，耶稣要给什么他都要。
Says that, okay, if this means being with you, then give me a bath.
假如你要这样子做，使得我能够跟你在一起的话，那你就给我洗澡吧。
Wash everything of me, not just my feet.
把我全身都洗干净，不是洗我的脚。
He was so excited to be connected to Jesus in that way.
他非常兴奋，能够用这种方法，假如能够跟耶稣联合在一起，他就愿意。
And if you know the relationship Peter had with Jesus, this wasn't the first time that he said something outrageous or over the top.
我们知道他彼得和耶稣的关系上面，这也不是他第一次这样子讲这个奇奇怪怪的事情。
And yet, once again, Jesus lovingly corrects Peter.
但而且我们在一次的看到耶稣是怎么样以爱的心态度来纠正他。
He reminded him that he only needed his feet washed because he was already clean.
他提醒彼得说，你只要洗的就是你的脚，因为你已经是洁净的。
See, as followers of Jesus Christ, we are already been made clean.
我们既然是跟随耶稣基督的人，其实我们已经是洁净的。
Psalm 51 that we read earlier tonight and the song Cleanse Me reminds me that there are times when we need to come before God in confession.
刚刚我们读的这个诗篇51篇告诉我们说请求主来洁净我们，所以让提醒我说我们是有时候是要被洁净的。
We don't need to be bathed in the Holy Spirit any longer.
我们不需要圣灵来把我们全身都洗干净。
As followers of Jesus Christ, Scripture tells us we've already been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
我们既然是耶稣基督的跟随者，我们圣经也告诉我们，我们已经被圣灵所洁净了。
We've already been regenerated.
我们已经重生了。
We are already new.
我们已经知道了，我们已经成为新人了。
But from time to time, we sin.
但是有的时候我们的的确确会这个犯罪的。
We need our feet washed.
我们需要我们的脚得到洁净。
And only God can do that.
而且只有神能够做这样子的事情。
So as we're preparing for the Lord's Supper, let us continue to confess and come before God and allow Him to cleanse us.
当我们准备要领受这个圣餐的时候，让我们在神的面前能够认我们的罪，让我们再一次得到洁净。
Even now, let him wash your feet.
就在现在
preparing you to take the Lord's Supper.
就在现在我们祷告祈求他来洁净我们，来准备我们来领受他的这个圣餐。
Yeah. So as he continues, like, I, yeah, this is the rest of the text. Sorry. Let's move on. The other part of teaching love is that he also instructs.
另外的这个他的爱的一面，就是他还是他也做教导的工作。
In the text it says here, this is my example for you. I've washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I've given you this example that you should do just as I have done to you.
就像我圣经里面告诉我们，他跟门徒讲说，我这样子洗门徒的脚，你们也要像我一样，要彼此洗脚。
So sometimes a teaching love is a correcting love.
有的时候这个教导的爱是一个纠正的爱。
And again, to build character and see God mature in us, it is just simply instructing him from his word.
那也有呢，就是要指导人，使那个人能够成长成熟，能够拥有神的品格。
Or sometimes by example.
有的时候教导是要用榜样的。
As parents and grandparents, think how many times we have tried to model Christ-like behavior before our kids, our grandkids, our family.
我们这些做父母的、做祖父母的，我们多少次我们想在我们的孩子面前能够活出这个神的耶稣基督的形象来。
Or how many times we've caught ourselves saying something like, Do as I say, not as I do.
但是有的时候我们也会讲这样子说，你不要做我做的，要做我所说的。
Because we know that maybe our lives, our examples are not that great.
因为我们知道我们有的时候的榜样并不是那么好。
So if we love people enough to want to teach them, sometimes it requires that we remind ourselves that our actions need to be consistent with our words.
当我们想要教导别人的时候，我们常常要提醒我们的行为也是要维持一个正确的行为的。
What Jesus did here on that night was he let his actions speak before his words.
那天晚上，耶稣在门徒的面前是用他所行的、他所表现的来教导他的门徒。
He instructed them with his life.
他以他的生命来指导他们。
And so that should be our example, that we should live our lives consistent with our words.
也是给我们的一个榜样，叫我们的生活能够按照我们所讲所所这个传的话来过的。
And whether we realize it or not, recognize that others are watching.
我不管我们知道还是不知道，别人总是在观察我们的。
The second mandate I saw is a call to remember. Here from Luke chapter 22, it says he took the bread and when he gave thanks, he said.Gave it to him, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise the cup, after the eating, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is a new covenant in my blood.
我看到的另外一点就是我们要纪念，要怎么样纪念呢？在路加福音的22:19这里说，又拿起饼来，祝谢的就拨开，递给他们，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。”
So this was a call to remember. They were celebrating Passover that night.
他们那天晚上正在庆祝这个逾越节，这个就是呼召我们来纪念。
Passover is one of three feasts that they were required to try to be able to travel to Jerusalem to celebrate.
这个逾越节是犹太人在一年之中三个大节里面其中的一个，他们必须要去耶路撒冷去庆祝的。
And it was to be a memorial to commemorate what God did for His people when they were slaves in Egypt.
为的是要纪念这个神，当他们在埃及的时候，他们神怎么样从埃及把他们领出来的。
So the Passover, the first Passover, we see made reference here in Exodus chapter 13, where he tells them to, you shall worship, you shall tell your son on that day, it's because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt, and it shall be to you a sign on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes,that the law of the Lord may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. You shall therefore keep this statute at its appointed time from year to year.
这就是记载在这个出埃及记的第十三章，这里说，当那日你要告诉你的儿子说，这是因耶和华在我出埃及的时候为我所行的事。这要在你手上做记号，在你额上做纪念，使耶和华的律法藏在你口中，因为耶和华曾用大能的手将你从埃及领出来，所以你每年要按着日期守着例。
The nation of Israel was in bondage in Egypt.
以色列这个国，他们是当初是在埃及受了这个束缚。
And the first Passover was part of the process that God used to deliver them from that bondage.
而第一个逾越节就是这个耶和华所用的这个过程里面，怎么样把他们从埃及里面带出来的。
It was the last of the 10 plagues when the angel of death would come and kill the firstborn.
就是在最后的一个灾难，耶和华降在埃及人身上的，就是当那个死亡的天使来到他们那边，把他们埃及的所有的头生的男子都杀掉了。
But the only thing that prevented that from happening for the Israelites,was the blood of the lamb as protection over the lives of the firstborn.
唯一的一件事情拯救以色列人他们的的头生的男子没有受到击杀，就是因为这个逾越节的羔羊的血是抹在那个房子的门楣和门框上面的。
As God had instructed, they put blood on the doorpost and the lintel of the home.
因为这就是耶和华所指示他们要如此做的。
And when the angel of death saw the blood of the lamb, he passed over that home.
当这个死亡的天使看到这个血的这记号的时候，他就越过了这个房子。
What Jesus did that night, he took the Passover meal.
当耶稣基督在那天晚上的时候，他吃了这逾越节的晚餐。
And he shined a new light on it for them.
但是他把这个新的意义也告诉了门徒。
Something for them that they had grown up with all their lives.
这个是守逾越节的晚餐，是他们从小就很熟悉，都在守的。
Was now seen in a new light.
但是他们现在看到的是一个新的启示。
When Jesus took the bread and took the cup, he told them a new meaning that it would hold for them.
当耶稣把这个饼拿起来和这个杯拿起来的时候，他告诉他们一个新的意义。
The bread that was broken would be his body.
那个擘碎的饼是他的身体。
Broken for them.
是为他们而舍的。
Offering deliverance from the bondage of sin.
给他们的是要他们可以使他们从罪里面拯救出来。
He said that the cup would now be representing of his blood.
而那个杯呢，是代表他的血。
And a new covenant, a new agreement between God and man.
是一个新的约，是在神与人之间所定的约。
It was the cup of redemption.
是一个救赎的杯。
And now that redemption had new meaning.
那现在这一个救赎有新的意义了。
Because it was the blood of the Lamb of God that offered that redemption.
而现在的这个血是是神的羔羊的血。
John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus, said, "There is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world."
当施洗约翰看到耶稣的时候，他就说：“看啊，那是神的羔羊，是将人的罪所要挪去的羔羊。”
So Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me."
所以耶稣对他们说：“你们如此行，为的是要纪念我。”
It's a call to remember this new covenant between God and man.
他呼召人来记得这个新的约，是这个约是约定是在人与神之间的新约。
And he said, "I earnestly wanted to celebrate this Passover with you."
耶稣基督说：“我真的是非常非常愿意跟你们一起来庆祝这个逾越节的晚餐。”
Because he knew his time on earth was coming to an end.
因为他知道他在世上的日子已经快要结束了。
He is going to return to the Father.
他将要回到父神那里去。
But before he did, he said, "I want you to remember to love one another and to remember this."
但是他要离开之前，他说：“你们要记得这个。”并且要记得彼此相爱。
So tonight we are going to celebrate the Last Supper.
所以今天晚上我们在这里来庆祝领受这个最后晚餐的时候。
We are going to remember what Jesus taught us.
我们要记得耶稣教导了我们什么。
We're going to love one another.
我们要彼此相爱。
And remember His sacrifice.
我们要记得他为我们所做的牺牲。
Before Reverend Mao comes to lead us in the Lord's Supper,
当在马牧师还没有上来之前
I want to give some instructions of how we will do this tonight.
我想告诉你们一下，我们今天要怎么样领这个这个主的晚餐。
For our bread tonight, we have pieces of matzah.
我们今天晚上给我们准备的这个饼是一块一块这个犹太人所用的特别的饼。
It's unleavened bread that would be symbolic of what would be at a dinner table as they celebrated Passover.
这个是没有酵的饼，也就是他们在吃这个逾越节晚餐的时候，在他们桌上所放的，要来吃的。
So I'd encourage you to get into groups together.
所以我想鼓励你们，你们是不是可以跟一些人成为一个小组，一个小组的。
If you're here with family,or those that are very close to you like family, then I would say join together as if you were around the dinner table.
我假如你是跟你家里人来的，或者是跟你很好的朋友来的话呢，我真的希望你们像这样子的人能够集合在一起。
I want us to celebrate Passover, it's the Last Supper together like a family.
就好像他们那样子，他们在来这个庆祝这个逾越节晚餐的时候，是一家一家为单元的，所以我希望我们也能够这样子，好像这样子做。
When the deacons come to your little group, just take one giant square of matzah.
当执事把这个饼传到你的时候呢，你就可以去拿一块大大的饼。
And then, as a family, I would say the father or the eldest male or the oldest person there.Be the leader and break that at the time of instruction.
当这个饼传到你的这里的时候，假如你是年纪最大的，或是你的里面的这位男士的话，你就可以作为一家之主，把这个饼拨开来，然后传给别的人。
And then share that together.
可以大家一起来分享这个饼。
And then after the bread, then we will distribute the cup as we normally do, but also in your family group. So Stay where you are.
我们分了饼以后，我们也来分这个血，也就是这个酒。我们你还是留在你们的这个小组里面，我们再来同样的再一起来领受。
And then at the end, we will close with a benediction, and I have some final instructions for you.
然后我们会有祝福的祷告，然后我再告诉你们怎么样做。